I'm joined by K's head coach Stuart McIntyre after today's 1-1 draw with Hastings. Stuart, despite the euphoria of a last-minute goal, that just papered the cracks over the performance today, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it did. Yeah, I thought we played well in the first half, created a lot of chances, but we got to put them away, we got to kill teams off. And when we conceded such a soft goal again, as we did, we made life hard work for ourselves, you know, wind in our face in the second half. And I asked the boys to be positive, and we ended up taking huge gambles. You know, we'd thrown bodies forward and we got exposed at the back on three or four occasions when it, you know, they could easily have scored the second goal. But if we can be positive, we showed a bit of spirit, we'd scored in the last minute. Don't think we would have done that last season. And I don't think I could have asked for more from the players in terms of their commitment in the first 45 particularly. I thought four or five players in the second half played ever so well again. But there are still things that need to be sorted, and we will sort them. I've told people over the last two or three weeks, if they don't come up to the standard that's required, then we'll have to make changes. And I think I'm looking at it just now, and there's probably a couple of people that are not really giving us what we need to make progress in this league.
I asked you a couple of weeks ago at Tooting if you felt under pressure. A fortnight on, we've been beaten by Ashford, Corinthian Casuals, and we escaped to the point today. They're not the best sides we'll come up against all season. Can I ask you again, are you feeling under pressure at the moment?
I think you put your own pressure in this situation. I'm not happy with the result. Who could be? I'm happy today with the attitude of people. I thought Luke Garrard was superb in the second half after conceding a soft goal. And that we might turn the corner on a result like today, because I think last year we'd have lost that game. First half we played some good football, opened them up, and the boys showed their commitment to the cause, which people have been questioning recently. There's still a couple of things that I think we're soft in the middle of the park at the moment, and I'm trying to deal with that. I tried to put Tommy Moorhouse in there today to, and I think we got away with it, if you like, for 45 minutes. I think Tommy performed well but ran out of legs. When you're 1-0 down and you've got to chase the game, you've got to gamble. So we had to expose. There's no point defending a 1-0 defeat. So we had to go for it. So that's going to make chances come their way, if you like. And they did. But we didn't concede another goal. So those gambles that we took were worthwhile. I can understand the fans' frustration that, you know, this club, Kingstonian Football Club, that we can't beat Hastings at home, or we can't beat Ashford away. And they are results that we will all have to work hard to put right. We've had a good week this week in terms of training, and we'll have a good week coming up, you know, because we have two nights training again, and I think that's important. I think we've really got to work hard at it. But I've got 7-day approaches out on three people at the moment. And I know people will say, oh, why change? Change needs to be done because people who were here last year haven't come up to scratch. One or two that we brought in haven't performed in the last two or three games. And my job is to make sure that we put people on a pitch that will give us the best chance possible and make the playoffs or better. I believe that at this stage, points-wise, we're 3 points better off than at this stage last year, i.e. the number of games. So we're not playing particularly well, and that's the situation. And if we can just get a little run of, you know, sticking the ball in the net on a regular basis, then, you know, we could quite easily, you know, two or three wins and we'll be up in the top six. It's very early yet. Dalic put a run together from nowhere and they're top of the league. So yeah, it's possible.
You mentioned the fans in the middle of all that. Myself and many others paid £8 to get in today. Is that value for money, do you think?
I think the first half was value for money. Yeah, I think the first half was value for money. And I would ask anybody that would disagree. If you're asking me, is it worth £8 to pay to watch Kingstonian Football Club? I know as a football fan that actually all you want is to win, right? Because I'm a football fan first. You know, I've been to 600 or 700 games over the last 40 years, And I know that the most important thing is actually winning. The performance isn't everything. And we're trying to play football, we're trying to get there. And I don't feel, I've said it before, I don't feel lucky at the moment because we are conceding soft goals. People are not, teams are not working hard against us to score. They're conceding soft goals, individual errors. We need to try and eradicate that from our performance. And then we'll have clean sheets. We've had two clean sheets all season because we just seem to keep shooting ourselves in the foot. If we get beaten by a side who play football round us and score goals, then we'll go with that. I believe that the fans want to put me under pressure, if I'll be honest with you, but that's not actually to do with the results. It goes back to the Ian McDonald situation, and I'll repeat at this point in time, I didn't make the decision that Ian McDonald left the football club, and I'm disappointed, if you like, that I'm not getting the support from some areas and from others that maybe previous managers have had at the football club. I'm not a big name, and I think that's a factor, but I'm tell you what, I'm very determined and I'm working hard, and we will make the changes that by the end of the season we'll hopefully we'll be looking back and saying that game there, that point against Hastings, that showed the determination, that showed the drive from probably 7 or 8 players today to turn a defeat into something positive.
Is that the time when you feel you should be judged, at the end of the season, when you've had a full season's crack at it?
Yeah, I would like that to be the situation. I would hope that people will be able to make judgment on me before then, because things are looking better. At the moment, you know, we played Sudbury twice. In both games, took the lead, looking good, and then conceded soft goals and ended up with a replay and a defeat. Sudbury then go and play Ramsgate, who are second in the Premier, and beat them 2-0 and comfortably, I'm told. Right? Now, that's just putting one bit of football. Football's like that. You know, if you make mistakes, you can get punished. We have to stand up, not just me, but the players. You know, I've heard people say the players are not playing for me. I don't think that showed in the first 45 today. I don't think it showed in the last 2 minutes when we've got people running all over the place to get the ball in the net. That shows the spirit. There's a lot of work ahead, and if I can paint a picture, I took over a squad that finished 7th last year, and the last 6 or 7 games of last season we didn't do well in terms of picking up points. We then got ourselves up 2 weeks later for a one-off big game, and I think everybody's judging last season on that one game. 5 or 6 players from that team that played in that cup final have not performed well this season in almost any game, and I've been very loyal to them, and I'm watching people make mistakes where we're conceding goal, letting people run off them, not hungry enough. You know, it might be that there's players that are under pressure to perform as much as me from results.
You mentioned the players, the team and yourself, you've been the subjects of criticism, particularly on the club's website, on the forum. There's talk of rifts between the players and management, talk of tactical decisions. Is there any substance to any of those as far as you're concerned?
There's no substance in terms of me falling out with players. If we think that in professional football we're just all mates all the time, we're kidding ourselves on. We have rucks. It's actually something that shows that it's happening quite well. Julian Sills and I have had discussions, but think we have a good relationship. James Rose and I didn't have discussions, but we didn't have a good relationship. And James threw his toys out of the pram and left the football club. I've had heated words with 5 or 6 other players, which were the right thing to do, and they've reacted. And I just think that maybe there's a little bit of tongue wagging goes on, because people want to justify the things they say. If anybody comes to me and says, oh, he's not good enough, they want something to back it up. They can't just go, he's not good enough. That's on based on what? Well, based on what I've heard. Hearsay is dangerous, right? I'm told that a player went on the website last week and defended me, and that in itself, I've said to the players, they shouldn't be doing that. right? The only way that if they genuinely feel that way is to perform, yeah. And there's character being shown by a lot of people. We could easily have just died there and let that game just drift away. Websites, I think, are dangerous. I've said it before, and I wish people... I actually organised, when I was at Bromley, I organised a fans meet the manager, and I'll leave it with you if it's something that the fans want, because sometimes when they actually come and sit and talk, they understand a bit more what goes on behind the door of a dressing room. And I don't think there's a lack of desire from anybody in the football squad at the moment. There might be lack of ability, there might be lack of fitness on one or two people's part that I have to look at. I have to look at decisions there. But I wish people would come and talk to me and criticise me if they feel that that's the right thing to do, rather than just go on the website and say that I'm inadequate. Because I don't think that answers the problem.
Yeah. Fair comments. Mark Anderson made a very public statement in the local press this week, the dreaded vote of confidence, if you like. Was that good to hear, or is that worrying he felt the need to make such a statement?
I think these things are always dangerous as well, because, you know, it looks as if, you know, people have to justify making decisions and such. Like, in football management, the one thing you know, right, it doesn't matter who you... I was going to say, it doesn't matter who you are, apart from maybe Arsene Wenger and Alex Ferguson, is you know that the sack is actually part of the job, right? A friend of mine in Scotland was the most successful non-league manager, the equivalent of Jeff Chappell. He had 6 trophies in 3 seasons in the trophy cabinet, winning the equivalent of the FA Trophy. He became too big for his club, and he was sacked. He wasn't sacked on bad results. So the sack can come from anything, right? If I get to the point where I think I'm not wanted at the football club, and I will know at that point in time will come, then I won't need to be told, you know, that it's time to go. I don't feel that at the moment. I feel that there's a lot of work to do. I've heard people commenting, because I've said on your thing recently about having no training facilities. That's one of the most frustrating things for a player, right? And I'm talking sometimes on here, you know, as how the players are feeling. And we've been on AstroTurf, which is nice if you want to have a kick around. You know, you do it with your mates, I do it with mates. And that's fine. But you cannot understand the tactical awareness from five-a-side football. You cannot replicate the 75, 85-yard runs that players have to make. I think... people are starting to point fingers at me just because I've stood up and said, what is the truth? You know, we could have been 3-0 up at half time today, but we weren't. And I actually said to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, when Arsenal had 24 chances and didn't score a goal, I said, if that had happened at Kingstonian, it would be my fault. It would, you know, that's how people feel, you know. As a manager, you put people out there. If you create the chances, sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't, you know. And we certainly had enough chances in the first half to be well on our way to victory. It didn't happen. We showed the bollocks, if you like, if I can say that, to come back and get a 1-1. It's not a good result, but it is a good point, because it was the desire to get that point. We kept going. We showed some spirit, I think.